You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and taste of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Hello and welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. Bow your head with me for a word of prayer. Our good God, we honor you tonight. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for peace. We thank you for the name of Jesus, which is above every other name, the name that you have exalted, the name that you have set above, the name to which every knee bows and every tongue confesses lordship, or every tongue confesses his lordship. We thank you for the power of your spirit, the spirit of Jesus, the spirit of God, the spirit that he left with us, the comforter who never leaves us alone. We thank you for your presence. We ask that you do us good tonight. We ask that you breathe life upon your word. We pray that let your power be manifested. Heal the sick, deliver the oppressed tonight, set the captives free. We banish Satan, break his power, and disallow any influence of Satan or devils over this broadcast or over any listener. Let your light shine in every home, in every life. Give us understanding, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Let us not leave here the same way we came. We honor you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. It's good to be with you once again. This is Miracle Wave Broadcast, brought to you by Miracle Wave Church. We believe in Jesus. We believe in God. We believe in his spirit and his power. We believe that he doesn't change. We believe in his goodness, and we believe in his love, and that is real. And we believe that everything that he did in Bible days, he's still doing it today. You can visit us at in our branch, any of our branches in Koforidua. You can visit us at the Waterworks Junction in Kumasi. We are at Chichewere, just inside Kochi. You get to Chichewere Town, beyond the Chief's Palace, just behind the Lisitra cement shop. You find a miracle temple there. Visit us, worship with us. Your life will never be the same. Hallelujah. I'm talking about good from the beginning. Good from the beginning. And I'm speaking about God. And I'm saying that God has been good from the beginning. Hallelujah. His goodness is not a new thing. He has been good from the beginning. Say amen. Amen. Yeah. Let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 1, the book of the beginnings, as we read. And why is it important for us to know that God is good from the beginning? Because the Bible says he doesn't change. Malachi 3:6 says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever." So if we know how he was at the beginning, we know that's how he always is. Hallelujah. Psalm 102, verse 27 and 28 says, "But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end." Hallelujah. Oh, you gotta love that man, David. "But thou art the same," the verse 27, "and thy years have no end." In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." And the Bible continues to outline 6 days of creation, where God started by saying, "Let there be light," and there was light. Then God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, in the darkness night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Hallelujah. Amen. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and fruit, a tree yielding fruits after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruits whose seed was in itself after its kind. And God saw that it was good. Hallelujah. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the darkness, to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Hallelujah. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly all the moving creature that hath life, the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament, in the open firmament of heaven. And God created the great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and in the seas. And let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts after his kind also. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. I just want you to just take note. Everything that God did in the beginning was good. Hallelujah. Every touch of his hand, every word from his mouth, it produced good things. And in the end of the chapter, verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Hallelujah. Everything God made was good. You could say he has a Midas touch. The Midas touch was made everything gold, but God's touch makes everything good. He has his own. He has a God touch. The God touch makes everything good. As you welcome him into your life, into your home, into your family, your business, your situation, he makes things good. Hallelujah. The introduction said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void. And I've told you before that between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2 is a lot of years The Bible talks about it. My time here is usually short, so I'm not able to go into the details, but the Bible talks about those years between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, the time when the earth was created, formed out of nothing, and the time when there was the restoration process started, the restoration which culminated in the making of man. You know, Adam, when you date him from Christ, he came 4,000 years before Christ. That makes it about 6,000 years now. The human race that was created and started by Adam is 6,000 years on the earth, but the earth is several years older than that. So there was a gap between the time the earth was made and the time Adam was made. Okay? And some things happened within that time, and there was a race. There was life on earth, the dinosaurs and other life forms which have been fossilized and they have been stored in the rocks that are over years, millions of years. The dinosaurs, they walked the earth over 200 million years ago. We are talking of long, long times. This earth is, they said the earth has been dated to be 4.54 billion years old, plus or minus 50 billion years. So the earth has been here for a while, but the Bible says whenever that beginning was, it's God who made it. Hallelujah. And he created the heaven and the earth, and it was good. But some things happened, and the life on earth did things which attracted judgment. So the Bible says the earth was, the word was, there is the word haya, the Hebrew word haya, and this word means to become, the process of becoming. Is the same word that it was used about 134 times in the King James version, Hayah, in the Bible. And it's the same word that was used in Genesis 2:7, which said God breathed into man the breath of life and man became. It's the same word, Hayah. He became, to become. He became a living soul. When Lot's wife turned around, it's the same word that was used, that she became a pillar of salt in Genesis 19:26. And when Moses cast his rod on the ground and picked it up, the Bible says it became a rod in his hand. So the same word that was translated here as the earth was is the word haya, which means to become, or the process of becoming. So it speaks about more of a cause and effect kind of thing. Okay, so God breathed, man became. Moses picked the rod became. Okay, so it's a process of becoming. So the earth became without form and void. Why am I saying all this? God doesn't create form, something that is formless and without void. In Isaiah 45 verse 18, the Bible said, "In the light, for thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He established it and created it, not in vain." So the word here is the tohu, the without form and void, the tohu and bohu. Okay, without form was tohu and void is bohu. He said he didn't make it in vain or void. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord and there is none else. So God didn't create the world whenever that the beginning was in Genesis chapter 1 to be formless or void or uninhabited, but something happened and the earth became, Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, without form and void. But God reintroduced himself. How? His spirit began to move over the face of the waters. Then God began to speak, and when God began to speak, the outcome of everything that he said was goodness. And God saw that it was good. And God saw that it was good. And God saw that it was good. So from the beginning of our race as humans, the human race, the Homo sapiens, that can be dated to about 6,000 years, from 4,000 BC. The Bible says when God was, so you can say he was recreating the world. There are some things in Genesis chapter 1 which we'll be discussing, so you should stay tuned and invite your friends. We'll be talking about it. If you have questions, you can always send them to me, or some things you want us to discuss, I'm happy to discuss it. Okay,
it was more of a recreation on earth and a replenishing. And but there are definitely things that God created. So you see that there are places the Bible used said that he created. There are places the Bible said he made. And they are different Hebrew words. And they all have they have significance. And we'll talk about them if God permits and gives us the time. But what I'm saying is that when God came onto the scene, even though judgment had made the world without form and void, and waters had covered everything, covered the mountains, and the place was totally uninhabited and lifeless, when he began to speak, when he started speaking, he brought goodness back into the picture. And the Bible says he doesn't change. And that's good news. That alone is good news. Whatever situation you may find yourself in, people are so fixated on, maybe this thing is happening to me because I'm bad, I'm a sinner. Of course, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Ultimately, everything that we go through is the result of sin. Our own sin, parents' sin, whoever's sin, Adam's sin. So the fact that you are a sinner is not a strange thing. We are all sinners. But the Bible says the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus introduced something. He introduced the love of God back into the equation. Jesus is that word of God. The Bible says, and God said, the word that God spoke, acting or acted on by the power of the Spirit, brought good back into the world. The Bible said in John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The Bible said, and that Word was made flesh in verse 14, and he dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory, even as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That word, the word that brought good back into the world, acted on by the Holy Ghost, the word is Jesus. As Jesus comes into your life, as Jesus comes into your home, as Jesus has expression in any aspect of your life, he brings God's goodness there. Hallelujah. He will bring good back into that picture, good back into that home. Just look at John chapter 2. When Jesus went to a wedding feast, the Bible said that their wine finished, and his mother came to him and in verse 3 and said, they have no wine. They have no wine. There's a disaster impending. The joy has run out of the marriage. They've just been married for 2 weeks or 2 months, 3 months. The joy has run out of the marriage. You see, I don't want to sound this, but I mean, when you watch the movies, or you look at the lives of some people in the West, and how they dream about their wedding. I mean, from the time they are like in high school, they dream out their whole wedding and married life, and hoping for some happily ever after. Then they get married, and they are running out of the marriage faster than Usain Bolt or Gatlin or whoever the current 100 meters champion is. They are running out. Why? The joy of that marriage, the joy of the earth, the joy of the whole earth, the light of the world, Jesus. He is what they need. They thought that marriage would supply it, but marriage couldn't. So they leave that marriage and they are looking for the same thing elsewhere. Sometimes in another marriage or something, but you don't find it. You get so disillusioned. But I'm telling you that Jesus is the light of the world. He is that joy that you need. He will bring back that wine, the sweetness to that home, to that marriage. You don't need to walk out. You don't need to leave that home. You have children. You don't need to walk away. Jesus can make the home work if you will just come to him and allow him expression. The Bible said that he had been invited to this wedding feast, but he was a guest somewhere. In his mouth was the power to change, to avert a disaster, to take away the shame, and to supply everyone there with wine that they've never tasted before. But until the time, such a time that he was allowed expression, allowed that word to become flesh. He said, the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. When the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, what happened? We beheld his glory. We beheld his glory. When God began to speak the word, let there be, let there be, let there be, we beheld his glory. Suddenly, formless and void became gold. Became beautiful, until at the very end of Genesis chapter 1, he said everything was very good. It's time for something better to come out of that, your life, that your home, that your marriage, that your business. It's time for very good to emerge. How will it happen? Allow the word to become flesh. Allow the word manifestation. Let Jesus show up. Let him manifest in your home. Allow him manifestation. Don't lock him in the Bible. Don't lock him out of your home. Don't lock him out of your business. This is this business. Leave Christianity aside. Look, this is proper. This practical family matter. Leave Christianity aside. Leave those Jesus matters aside. You have sentenced yourself to a wedding feast whose wine will run out. But if you allow Jesus manifestation, you allow the word of God manifestation, you will behold his glory. Even tonight, if you are sick, if you will believe in the name of Jesus that will be mentioning, your sickness will leave your body. Why? And we beheld his glory. The word was made flesh and he dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory. As we mention his name, his power will manifest and sickness will leave your body. Migraine headaches are leaving somebody right now, and we beheld his glory. Somebody's left ear just popped open. Begin to you can snap your fingers or let someone speak into that, your left ear, it has opened. If somebody's right here has opened, we beheld his glory. Be healed right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be healed right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be healed right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be healed. There's someone listening to me. Your name is Abigail. You have pain in your chest. It's you would describe it as heart pain. You feel the pain in your chest. You are a middle-aged person. It's not a cardiac. It's not of cardiac origin. It's from the esophagus and those things. But Jesus Christ has just made you whole. That thing has left you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you were contemplating surgeries and it has bothered you for a long time. But the power of Jesus Christ makes you whole right now. And we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Whatever your sickness is, begin to call on Jesus now. There's healing power flowing to you. There's healing power flowing to you right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus. Anywhere you have pain in your limbs that has made you crippled or made it very painful for you to move, begin to move that limb right now. You find your healing there. You find that the pain is gone. The pain is gone. The pain is gone. Pain from your knee. Pain from your waist and your hip. Your left hip has been healed right now. It has been loosened. It's very stiff. You sit with your legs stretched out, but it has been loosened right now. Oh, starabastone de frabaliostahaya. Ida koshta frabaloteya. Inde bakasu vrasta palandes. Be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be loosed in the name of the Lord Jesus from any spirit of infirmity. Be loosed right now. Be loosed right now. Be loosed right now. Be set free in the name of Jesus Christ. Before I go, you want to give your life to Jesus? You want him to manifest in your life? And when you pray this prayer with me, don't just leave him in your bedroom. Go with him to work on Monday. Go with him to your workplace, to your hospital, or go with him to your business. Invite him into your child rearing and how you raise your children. Let him manifest in your marriage and how you speak to your husband, how you speak to your wife, how you treat her or treat him. And you will find that God will be glorified. Pray with me. Say, Father, I come to you today. I am a sinner, but I know that you sent Jesus, your son, into this world to die for me on the cross. I believe that he is the Son of God, and I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my all. I believe that you rose from the dead. And I believe that you live forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for receiving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've prayed this prayer, Jesus is in your heart. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe with your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Call us 0249 471 769. Send us a WhatsApp message. Send us a WhatsApp audio. Let us know what God has done in your life. We'll be with you again, God willing, next week on another edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. We love you. We are praying for you, and we believe that you shall experience God's goodness in the land of the living. God bless you.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing his works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Wave Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Wave Church on 0249 471 769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.